Bear Podcast 331.
The podcast for bears and Scruff app users. Da-da-da-da.
Yes, it's great to be back. Yes, no, it's been well, 2.5 weeks or so, something like that.
Oh, that's like a month and gay years. That's almost a good year.
Yeah, that was welcome the listeners first. Hey, welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard
and this is Ray.
And yeah, like Ray said, I just came from a vacation, 2 week vacation. My partner and I, Mike. And I went to Europe. We were there for 2 weeks, right after the Chaser shows. We recorded some Chaser shows, and I had to broadcast one. Let me just say, an interview with Larry Flick. I did a flashback. I did the flashback, and now we're recording a regular show, episode 331, and it's a special show because we have a guest. So. But before we go to our guest, let's do some updates. So, like I said, I was in Europe for 2 weeks, and we went to Prague, Cologne, Germany, Brussels, and Amsterdam. So, and Ray, I got you a shirt from the oldest bar in the world, I think.
Oh, what is it? An old man T-shirt?
No, it's I got a shirt from Argos. I think. I was asking Mike, is it the oldest bar in the world, or oldest leather bar in the world? I mean, I don't know if it is, but listener, if you're familiar with Argos, let me know. But I got a shirt for you there.
Okay, well, cool.
But I haven't seen you. I wanted to see you, but I couldn't yesterday because I was busy and you were busy. What were you doing last night?
I was doing. Bartending training for National Leather Association Houston at the Ripcord. So when we were back there volunteering bartending, we know how to run the cash register and all that stuff. So it was hot.
Wait a second. Bartending training.
Well, running the cash register training. At the Ripcord, you really don't bartend in the doghouse. You just hand out beer and water and Red Bull. So
all along, I was thinking you're in training. For, you know, leather stuff and bondage and stuff. I don't know. I thought that's what you meant about training.
Well, there's a couple people there I'd like to tie it up and have fun with.
Oh, really?
I'd like to tie our interviewee up tonight and have fun with him.
Why would we get on with it right now? So we have Johnny Scruff from New York, and he is the founder.
Co-founder
of
Scruff,
the iPhone app.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer? Do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? Woof, what a bear.
Hey everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Ray. And we got a special guest with us tonight. We got Johnny Scruff from a few bears that have been out there on iPhone lately. Scruff has been a pretty happening app. I know it's growing pretty fast. I think I signed on it about a week ago. And it's growing by leaps and bounds. So we got in touch with Johnny to talk to us about it.
Welcome, Johnny.
Hey, guys. Thanks for this opportunity to talk about Scruff.
Yes. And first of all, how did you come up with Scruff?
So short story. My best friend, Eric, came to me last year, and he had an idea to create a dating app for the iPhone. And through a couple months of collaboration, we came up with an app, and it turned into West Forth. And it had moderate success. And one night, I decided, you know, I'm really not meeting the kind of guys that I'm into on West Forth or other dating apps. And I had met up with Eric and said, hey, you know what? We need to really make an app for bears. Let's take this app, let's clone it, let's make it for the bear community. There's obviously a need for it, and that's how Scruff was born. And the name I thought what I always found most attractive about guys was their scruffy beard. So I thought, oh, Scruff, that'd be a great name. So, I pitched it to Eric. He's a very seasoned, talented programmer. And through our collaboration, we launched Scruff.
Well, cool.
Okay. Yep.
So how many downloads do you have now, do you know?
I do. I can tell you within the 2.5 weeks we've been out, it's in the tens of thousands. So
it
exploded, and I didn't expect that. So it's pretty cool. Overwhelming, but pretty cool.
Yeah. I installed it actually last week or two weeks ago, and played around with it. And I was in Europe, and I couldn't see anyone back then. And then later on now, I could see lots of people who are from... from outside the U.S. and mm-hmm. it's really booming. Wow.
Yeah. Definitely the cool thing is, you can talk to people around the globe, and I think that's a great thing.
I know. I keep talking to all the hot guys that are outside the country. It's kind
of, Yeah. I mean, today I profiled someone on our Facebook fan page from the UK. There's actually a lot of people in Tokyo. I did a search in Tokyo the other day. A lot
yes,
of
that's a bunch
bears
of,
there.
Asian.
So,
So what makes it stand out from besides it being dedicated to the bear community? What makes it stand out from the first one that came out was Grindr and stuff like that. So yeah, mm-hmm. there's other apps. What makes it different?
Mm-hmm. Well, like you said, it is a niche community. Scruff is a niche community, so I think it's easier for people with similar interests, bears, muscle bears, cubs, otters, wolves, the whole gamut of the bear community to connect with each other. Also, I think our profiles are really insightful. We ask several questions. We utilize check-ins because we felt that check-ins really provide just another insight to what a person likes and what they're doing and where they're going. It's really kind of providing more insight about our users and making it easier for our users to connect with each other. And I think that makes it stand out definitely from other apps.
I could just imagine you should have a check into bathhouses, somebody's going to check in and then
sure.
I'm in Club New York, I'm in Club Houston. We're in Houston here. So that's what I like about it. There's the check-in feature because location-based apps right now is really getting big, like Foursquare and everything. Mm-hmm. And integrating a check-in functionality on an app like Scruff would be great because you can actually meet with others and check-in like in a coffee bar or something, or people can meet you up there. I guess mm-hmm. that's one of the primary uses of it, right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, I'll go to a restaurant or a bar, and I'll check in there and see if anyone else has checked in, and I think other people are doing that, and they like that. We do use Foursquare's API, so we are based off Foursquare. So I think
I know,
people definitely like that.
Maynard's going to train me how to use Foursquare so I can update some stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Location.
I find Foursquare itself kind of creepy. That's my personal view, but I like the way it is with Scruff because it's not you can choose. There are some parameters to it that you can actually have limit to what people can say or people can see where you are. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, I guess it's the same with Foursquare. It's just that I don't like. I personally don't like people knowing where I am. I'm kind of
People should be cautious about revealing their location, definitely. But I think, we're the first dating app to really utilize check-ins, and I think it works well with dating or finding other people just who are around you.
I guess the true test of the app is going to be the first bear run it's used at.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
right. Mm-hmm. And when did you actually release this? About last month?
No, it's been 2.5 weeks.
Two and a half weeks? Okay.
Yeah, I can't tell you the exact.
Oh, that's right.
Day
2.5 weeks. I got a message from Twitter and saying, "Oh, check out Scruff because it's a new, because it's a new dating and chat site for the iPhone and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I had to check it out. I thought it was another app. There's another iPhone app that is Wolf, but it's more informational app. But this one, which really caught my eye because you know, it's really bear based. Mm-hmm. And you know, just like before, whenever chat sites came out, gay chat sites came out, and later on, chat sites for bears like Bear WWW or Bear City came out. Now, since mobile apps are now getting popular, then that's where people are going the direction with. So. Mm-hmm. How about other platforms? Right now you have it on the iPhone, right?
Correct. That's our only platform right now. And we definitely are considering the Android. If we keep growing like we are, the Android is the next phone that we're going to be on. I will say that we really don't have plans to go on the BlackBerry or other phones. They're just really, really hard to develop for. So the Android is our number one request. I'll get 50 Android emails a day. I'm up till 3 a.m. answering emails, and half of them are, when are you going to be on Android? When are you going to be on Android? So guys on Android want Scruff.
There you go. You see a big demand for it. We better hurry up, get it out. Okay. So go ahead, Ray.
So Johnny, tell us about yourself. How did you get involved in the bear community? Because I'm looking at your picture, you're definitely not a bear, I don't think.
No, I'm not a bear, but I guess I would be considered an admirer / chaser. I have a lot of bear friends. I also came out very young. I came out when I was 15, so I'm very, I think, familiar with gay culture, with subcultures, and I've always generally been attracted to bears. So, yeah, that's my involvement with the bear culture. There's definitely a bear scene here in New York City, which is a lot of fun. There's a lot of great bear bars over in the West Village, and every bar here, it seems like they have a bear night. So it's definitely a happening scene here, which is pretty cool. And people have already made requests to throw Scruff parties, which I think is awesome. The first Scruff party is actually happening this weekend at Bear Camp in Columbus, Ohio. And they're printing out flyers and banners, and DJ Barney Phillies, like, he's going to do some shout-out on Scruff that night. So, mm-hmm. I mean, that's just so awesome. You know, I didn't even expect this to happen, especially within 2 weeks. So it's really, really cool.
See,
to hear.
You better watch what you wish for some days.
Yeah. Johnny, I will be in Bear Camp. Tomorrow. We're recording this on a Thursday. I'll be there this weekend for Bear Camp. And I'll be expecting there's going to be a Scruff party. That'll be awesome.
Yes, it's a Scruff After Hours party.
Oh. Okay, I have to look for that. I have to. Yeah. I'll watch out for the. Where people are checking in.
Man, when you get back, we'll have to do a Scruff party here.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, you know, there's some guys in California who want to do a Scruff party. You know, I encourage anyone who wants to do a Scruff party, great. You know, unfortunately, we are a two-man operation, so when people email me and they want me to put them in contact with the marketing team, it's like, well, that's me. You know, there are
just me.
There are two of us, and we're not a big company, and I want people to know that we are two guys trying to make something really good for the gay community. We're not a big company trying to make money. And with the explosion of success in 2 weeks, it's expensive. We had to get ads in there immediately. Otherwise, we'll have to shut Scruff down. It is costly. So we're trying to figure out a revenue model, and we're probably going to have to set up some sort of subscription version just to stay alive, because we don't want to shut Scruff down. People definitely don't like the ads, but what they have to realize is that that's how we can keep this up.
Mm-hmm. Are you using iAds?
We are using AdMob.
AdMob, okay.
Which doesn't pay anything. It's,
oh, really?
It's, yeah, I think we're getting 1 cent CPM.
Oh, really?
It's terrible. So, you know, that's why other social networking apps have subscription models. That's the only way you can survive. The server, I mean, I can tell you, right now with the amount of guys on Scruff, the server's costing $3,000 a month. So it's,
wow,
it's a lot of money. We may set up a donation page. You know, we're going to do everything possible to keep Scruff alive because this is something that has a lot of momentum. People are really excited about it. I'm excited about it. I think, you know, the Bear community is a community of intelligent, really amazing people, and they should be showcased and celebrated. And I think this app can do that. So I do not want it to go away.
Okay. Do you have a donation page? Maybe we can direct people to it.
Not yet, but we are going to set one up for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, just let me know. So let us know so we could probably talk about it and direct people to it because lots of people are liking this app, so they wanted to, you know, to keep it alive. So you guys have to keep it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about the process you're going through, Johnny. I know everybody, the people I've talked to are a little frustrated about the messaging part. And I know that all with the success of the app and the number of people getting on it and trying to keep the servers up and balance the load and everything. What's the timeline to have everything more stabilized?
Right. So we have, we do know there's bugs, and Eric is up till 4 a.m. every night working on fixing these. And we'll have a new version coming out within a week, which should fix a lot of the messaging issues. And, you know, that's pretty quick. I mean, like I said, he's working really hard. In terms of more features, we're really not focused on that right now. We just, like you said, we want to get it really stable. So, you know, depending on what phone you have, earlier versions are obviously having a little more trouble. But guys with the newer phones who I talk to seem to say that's working pretty well. It works great on my phone. I get all my messages, but we do realize there are bugs on various models. So the next update should really solve some of the main issues with messaging and any other little bugs that are in the app now.
Okay. So is Eric a full-time app developer, iPhone app developer?
He has a full-time job during the day, just like me. So we get home at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock from our job, and then work till 3 in the morning on Scruff. He was a coder in the past for other companies, for other large companies, but he does not do that now. He's the architect of Scruff, and he's very, very good at what he does.
Okay, I've been wondering myself for the longest time. I've had an iPhone. I have a 3G. And now since the iPhone 4 came out, I had to get it. And I've been reading about this book. I went to a bookstore. Well, not that kind of bookstore. You know, Borders, and there's an iPhone development, iPhone app development for dummies or something like that. So, okay. My question is, how does one become an iPhone developer, iPhone app developer?
From what I know and just from working with Eric collaboratively, because I have worked with him on user interface design and what features would work and like woofing and other little things.
Woofing,
yeah, I knew that would be – people would like that and people really love that feature. Here's a guy, Eric – who was a programmer for Google for many years, for Microsoft, who went to formal college for software programming. He's been doing this whole life, and it took him 6 months to build a platform for the iPhone. It is hard. It is really, really hard. I don't think it's something you can learn overnight. I think you really have to be someone, especially for a site like Scruff, or a social networking application based on geolocation, it is tremendously difficult. I don't want to say that someone can't do it. Let's pick up a book and create an app like this, but I see the hours that Eric has worked on this over the past actually 8 months now, and it has evolved tremendously from the very first version. What is out now is completely different than what Eric was working on 8 months ago. So it has been really, really difficult, but also rewarding in the sense that, you know, now there's something that we think is great that's out there, and that's only going to get better with time and the more users that join.
Mm-hmm. So how about an official website? Do you guys have an official website for Scruff, or is this just in the app store?
It's on the app store. There is scruffapp.com, but that is just a site to direct you to the app store. So it's primarily on the app store. And it's not, you know, it's not a site like Bear411, for example.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah, it's just information and probably donation pages and stuff like that.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can do that.
So, Johnny, y'all still looking for beta testers?
We are. I have a huge list compiled. A lot of people have been sending in their information to be a beta tester, which is great. And we're going to send out this new.
What do
version.
They send? Do they send nude pictures? I want to be a beta tester. Is that what they do?
No, there's a whole leak on the website, Maynard.
No nude pictures. That is against Apple regulations. That, you know, Apple's very strict. That, you know, that's another thing. Apple is strict, and that's why our terms of service say if you upload a nude photo, we're going to have to permanently delete you. You can never use the app again, because Apple will come down on us. So, we're not the bad guys. I don't want to say Apple's a bad guy, but that's their policy. There's no nudity in profile pictures allowed.
How about moderators? You're gonna need moderators because you're like you said, you're just two guys, and
right.
What if you have hundreds and thousands, and you might need people, you know, signing up to monitor these nude pictures that you need to delete.
Oh, we're gonna have to. The moderator right now is me. I'm up.
Yeah.
I'm up till 4 a.m. moderating profiles among many other things, but it's tough. But you're right, definitely in the future, if it keeps growing like it has, we're going to have help because it's just too massive. It's getting massive, which is so cool.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. It's so cool, but yeah, okay. Overwhelming.
So what else do you have in the future? Right now, like you said, you're getting an update for Scruff for mm-hmm. For bug fixes. And aside from that, what else do you have planned?
Like you said, we have the update coming out soon, and then we're working on another version, which will have some more features. This will probably be a version that you will have to subscribe to either monthly or, we're thinking of a model. It may be a monthly kind of app, a one-time fee, preferably. I'm actually asking our users what they prefer. Would they prefer to pay a one-time fee for the year, a monthly fee? So given what they say, that's what we're going to do. And it'll have things like an age filter is a request that people really want, the ability to add more profile pictures, a profile's views count, a little bit faster loading. And yeah, that's kind of what we're thinking about that for now.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, we're looking forward to more updates on the Scruff app then.
So Johnny, what about you? Are you single? What's your story?
I am single. I'm a workaholic, so I don't go out much. I'm hoping Scruff will land me a date.
Might as well, right? You made the app for yourself.
Well, you know what? And I kind of did. Like, I was having trouble meeting other guys on other apps, and part of me did do this to try and find the kind of guy that I like. So hopefully I'll get some dates out of this, but it hasn't been my focus as of yet. I've been on there for user support.
Yeah, you can actually say, you know, hey, I made this app that you're looking at. that's your pickup line.
Yeah, I did. I changed my name on there. A lot of people were sending me messages for help, which is what I want. I want to help the members. But I changed my name to Johnny, just because I didn't want people assuming things. I don't know. Maybe I'll change it back to Johnny Scruff and say, hey, I'm the co-founder of Scruff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just want one date out of it. That's fine.
Okay, so listeners out there, come
and see Maynard, another cute guy that's halfway across the country for me, so I can't take him out on a date.
Yeah, that's right.
So, well, what
maybe
about Eric?
I'll travel.
What's Eric's status? Tell us about Eric.
Let's see. What would Eric want me to say about him?
Is he a bear?
Is he a bear?
Eric isn't a bear.
Oh, he's into bears. Okay.
He isn't a bear himself. He has a very eclectic taste in guys. I don't want to say what his type really is. You know, I think for him, it's really about the personality. I know that sounds generic, but maybe we'll get him on the show next. If you have us back on, have me back on.
Oh yeah, when your update is out, let us know. Let's have Eric on too, so that'd be good.
Yeah, but he's a great guy, and he's single too. So I'm hoping he finds a date off Scruff.
You know what, Ray? We should do this. Let's make an app so we could find a date.
You're married. What are you talking about? Find a date. You're married.
You're right.
I'm the single one in the crew.
I can help you. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, Scruff is doing a great job already by itself. So
Scruff is helping me. I just need money and to be able to travel around the world, and I'd be set. I got dates all over the place.
Yeah, people are hitting up on you from UK or from Tokyo, Ray.
What? I've got Tokyo. There's a lot of California, a lot of Pennsylvania.
Nice.
So I'm enjoying it. I'm like, nice. Ooh. And every time and my favorite thing at work on break is to sit there on the new section of Troll Crew. Yeah. Ooh, chest.
Sometimes it also pays to look at the viewers.
And there's
the
viewers and I usually don't say this about other bears, but there's some damn hot ass bears on this application. So, because I've talked to a couple of them and Wolf did a couple of them, I was like, damn, hey. Oh. And Maynard knows that. I usually don't know that. So.
There's definitely no shortage of eye candy. That's a lot of people tell me, you know, Johnny, I log on there and wow, there are really good looking guys on there. There's a lot of hot bears. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it when it refreshes and I see one and then, I have to favorite this guy. Oh, I have to favorite this guy.
Yes, then the refresh goes. So next update, you'll be able to refresh when you want. It won't auto refresh. You know, we didn't expect it to just get so big like it did. And so there were things that we didn't prep for. And now, like, it refreshes often. We know that. If it was smaller, it wouldn't be too big of an issue, but it'll be fixed in the next update.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so everybody out there listening, check out Scruff for the iPhone. Just go to the App Store, and you can search for Scruff. And yet, Johnny, thank you very much for being in the show, and it's awesome that you could share some stories about Scruff.
Thank you. No, thank you for having me on the show. It was really, really a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Thank you, Johnny, for joining us. It's great to have the co-founder of Scruff on the show. It's I tried it myself, really, and I somebody told me about it, and I downloaded it, and I was in Europe then, and I was looking for people, and I saw a lot of people who are online. In the U.S., of course, but then around that time when I downloaded it, not too many people were in there.
Oh, it's big now. I'm like getting hits from Asia, Japan, China, UK. So I'm loving it. Let's go try it out, fellas.
Mm-hmm. Go look for Scruff on your iPhone App Store. Yeah. Okay, so how about some? Somewhere update. Oh, one thing I want to mention is I went to in Amsterdam. I went to the Bare Necessities dance party. And it was there at the Odeon Hotel, and there were about, I don't know, 200 bears there. They're all muscle bears. I was talking to someone, he's an Argentinian cub, and he's there in Amsterdam living there, and he said that bears are rare there in Amsterdam, which I noticed. And probably the big guys that I see there were tourists, I think. So yeah, it's just lots of muscle bears that dance party that we went to. And not that I'm complaining, it's just that where are the chubby bears?
You like rubbing the belly, and the muscle bears don't have the muscle belly.
Yeah, I like the belly. I like the belly. So, yeah. So how about the TV stuff? What's going on?
True Blood. That's about it. True Blood. The Gates. You know, that's about it. That's about all I watch anymore.
You know, I was watching True Blood. I think it was the last episode. A little bit of a spoiler alert, I guess, for some people. When Eric was making out with Talbot, what is it?
Yeah, Eric should have just rammed it up in there and then stabbed his ass. You know, he should just like, no lube, no spit, no nothing, just bam, stab. The ultimate orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
But that was pretty hot. Even though I kind of thought Talbot was cute, he was a little bitchy, a little clean of a vampire. So.
Well, you know, he's an actor, but... But it's good. It's cool. I mean, it's a good change. You know, I've never since Lafayette had the kind of a chubby gay vampire boyfriend before who died, and this is the second one that I've seen. You know, having makeout scenes with vampire and vampire.
Yep. And then we also got to see him make out with his new. Latino boy. I'm trying to remember.
Oh, Lafayette. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lafayette. I'm trying to remember what the guy's name is because he was on Ugly Betty. He was the brother-in-law that got killed. Oh God, but he's hot. He's hot.
Yeah, I'm happy for Lafayette that he's getting, you know, he's getting some action right there.
And Alfie Woodard, his mother is hilarious.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, that's what I've been following True Blood, and hopefully when I get back. I won't be able to watch True Blood this coming weekend because I'll be in Columbus. I'll be there for the Gay World Series.
And what little bear group, what little bear event's going on while you're there?
It's called Bear Camp.
Bear Camp, that's right.
Bear Camp.
That's having a scruff party.
Yep, they're having a scruff party, like what Johnny said. And I'm excited. Yeah. Let's see if how well the check-in feature of Scruff works.
So Maynard, on your pictures that you were posting on Facebook while you were gallivanting around Europe, you know, being the little jet set cub that you are, I noticed that two of the picture you took with a bigger Asian guy and a white guy look very familiar because they have some big picture and a big following on Flickr.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I should post a picture of that on Bear Podcast. If you guys know the Fundoshi Bears, it's a Japanese guy. They're both from the UK. I think their names are Lewis and David. Lewis is the Japanese guy, and you can see. We'll put the link on the show notes on this one, on the Fundoshi Bears. And Mike and I were just walking. We just left Argos. You know, I got the shirt for you, right? And we left out. We went out. And then here comes two guys, two big bears. They're cute. And then Mike says, Maynard, those are the Fundoshi Bears. Oh, my God, they are. So I had to chase them. I chased them. I ran towards them and said, excuse me, guys, are you guys the Fundoshi Bears? And he said, oh, yeah, we are. Oh, how did you see us? Oh, you're all over YouTube. So it was funny. We got to talk to them. And very, very cool guys. And they just... It's kind of unusual for me to see, you know.
Did you get to interview them?
Oh, I wish I did. I did have my iPhone.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
No, it was pretty late, and I don't like attacking people that way. Oh, I'm recording you right now. No, I didn't want to do that to people who I don't know. But they're from the UK, and they were there for the weekend. They knew it was. Pride weekend. It's Pride there in Amsterdam. So they came over for the weekend, They're very nice, very accommodating, and we took pictures. And yeah, he's hot. I think I would really do the Japanese guy. And that's something that Mike and I would you know, cross over, because he's kind of a bearish Japanese guy. So yeah, would you like the Japanese guy, Lewis, from the Ocean Bears?
I might. I have to meet him and see what kind of personality he has.
Oh, okay. The other guy, David, is I think, God, I hope I'm saying it right. I that's why I remember his name is David. But he's nice. He's a very these guys are very solid too. Just shaking their hands, I think they're gonna break my arm. But they're nice. I'm telling you, it's really nice to meet them. It was a surprise, so I had to take pictures of that one. Of course, me being Asian, I had to take pictures.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a discussion though about the iPhone cases, because they also got the iPhone 4, and they saw my case, the case that I used for my iPhone. They said, "Where did you get this?" "Oh, it's a $3 case from eBay." So that's pretty much our discussion. They're Apple users. So.
There are iPhone people everywhere. It just makes you all fuzzy inside.
Yeah, that's true. Which reminds me, in Amsterdam, there's a lot of iPhone users. A lot of them. I mean, everywhere I look, they're all iPhone. People are using iPhones. And in the other place, like Cologne or Brussels or Prague, they just use simple phones. I didn't see anyone with iPhones. I think I was the only one. I felt like it. You know, those 2 weeks, Ray, I survived without 3G, and I had to go to Starbucks That's the only way I could go online.
Well, my friend Rafa, when he was over there, he said you had to pay for internet everywhere. He said it wasn't free at like the coffee houses and stuff. Like when he had to go do it, he said the internet's not free over there like it was over here. So at the Starbucks, is it free?
In Cologne, it was free. You have to be in the vicinity. Oh, of course, you have to be near. And okay. There were times that they just need to buy a coffee.
Yeah.
Some of them have coffee shops where you buy something. You have to buy something, and then the access code is in the receipt.
Oh, okay.
So that helps. You know, I think that's a good way to do business.
Yeah.
If you want to use my free internet access for an hour, buy a coffee or something. Buy something. So the receipt. I had to ask for the receipt because. The codes are there. It's nice. I mean, internet access in the hotels is just too much. I mean, they charge about €5 for an hour of use.
Yeah,
something like that. So that's not enough for me. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be online at least 2 or 3 hours for me.
So, I got a good fun thing to happen on Wednesday night that you might want to know about.
Oh, what happened?
I got to see Edgar Wright. Do you know who Edgar Wright is?
No.
He is the director of Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
And Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, that's right. That's what I heard about it.
So he was in town. Got to see him and listen to him talk after the movie. I got to see a free preview of the movie. Got to listen to him talk about it. And guess who was there? One of the other hottest guys on the face of the earth.
Who?
Brandon Routh. Superman.
Yeah. I knew he was familiar.
So.
You saw him in person.
Yeah. They were both there because he's in the movie. He's in Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. He's one of the characters, one of the boyfriends that Scott has to fight. So.
Did he have long hair?
In the movie, he has like long, blondish, pretty boy, twinkie boy hair, muscle twink boy hair. So, and he's vegan, and he has all his super vegan powers.
What?
So
he's vegan. Superman vegan.
Super vegan power. So it's if y'all haven't seen the movie, it opens Friday night, or which I think by the time this is out, it'll already be open. But go see the movie; it's hilarious. It's a male chick flick. It's the best way I can describe it, but it's incredible. I mean, if you like video games, you will be into this movie.
Ah, okay.
Just listen to the soundtrack. I mean, some of the people that worked on this movie is just an incredible movie. So I was just like sitting there for 2 hours, and I was just like, wow. And everybody that was there in the movie theater just loved it. So, he did bring up maybe revisiting his Ant-Man script that he was working on before he started this movie 2 years ago. So they said he might bring that out and blow the dust off of it and see what he can do with that. So Henry Pym might get a chance. So.
Wow.
I just said Henry Pym. I think that was the Wasp. I'm sorry. I screwed up. I'm so bad. I just lost my gay comic book status. Anyway, we have some emails.
Yes, emails. Here's some emails. We've got an email from Gary, Mr. Ottawa Bear 2009. He says here, "Hey, Nard and Ray, I stumbled across your website the other day and thoroughly enjoyed your most recent podcast and Chaser Show Part 2. Yes. And he said that he loved the concept and the online chats with the bears. I love listening in all the sexy bears across North America. I've attached a mug, so yeah, he attached a picture, so you all know who I am. I'll be sure to add you in my next blog." What's his next blog? I don't know his blog yet. Okay, so keep up the great work and happy 5th anniversary. P.S. Cock blocking in the bathhouse is the best. So that's what he said. So cheers. Thank you, Gary. And we were talking about cock blocking back then.
Yep.
Right? Yep. Okay. So next up, it's an email from Luis. He's Game Freak 8. He says, "Woof, woof, woof. My name is Luis and I live here in Houston. I'm a big fan and congrats and I hope you guys the best of luck. P.S. What did happen to Buck Ramsey? Just wondering." what's the standard answer? No, actually, Buck Ramsey is just just taking a break. He's taking a break from porn right now and somewhat indefinitely. So stay tuned. Maybe he'll come up soon. And I'll probably pass along a message to him that somebody's looking for him again. I get to do that. People contacting me to contact Buck Ramsey.
Well, maybe we need to call him, see if he'll be on the show again. And yeah, say, "Hey, why are you on hiatus? Explain to everybody." Well, rumors.
Let's dispel all the rumors.
Make sure nothing happened to him in like a sling accident or anything.
Yeah, or something hooked up in his throat. Yeah, so yeah, thank you for the people. Thank you to the people who sent emails and help keep them coming. We like emails and comments on the website. So it would be great also if we have voicemails, right? Mike Ray. So okay, what is there anything else that's gonna happen to you this weekend?
No, taking it easy.
Oh, really?
We need to throw out a big congratulations to Robert Kahn and Lloyd Powell celebrating their 25th anniversary together this weekend. 25 years with another man, you know, that's got to be like golden years for gays. So it's a great thing, and they're both great guys. So they're
quarter century.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they've been together for a while. So they're having a big anniversary party Saturday, and they're doing two shows to raise money on their anniversary. They're
doing
one show that starts off at Tony's Corner Pocket Saturday night, and then they're doing a lube wrestling event at the Ripcord later on in the evening.
Nice.
Mr. Houston Leather emceeing that one. So.
Oh, Don, he's now one of the new triads, right?
Yes, he's also on the triad of Houston area players. So.
Yeah, congratulations, Don. And congratulations and happy anniversary to Robert and Lloyd. Hey, by the way, it's our 8th year's anniversary. Me and my partner, Mike. So,
wow.
Yeah, so that's why we went for a vacation. It's our 8th year. Oh, one thing before we go. I want to add something. We were in Amsterdam. We went to Zandvoort. We went to Zandvoort Beach. So we rode the train for about 15 minutes towards the beach. So from the hustle and bustle of Amsterdam, you go to the beach. We went there and pretty nice white sand. Yeah, we walked along the
Was it a nude beach?
Yes, it can be nude. I mean, they don't care. In Europe, they don't care if you're nude or whatever. And there was a father there, naked with his son, and just playing in the water. And the mother came up to them with clothes. So it's kind of weird, you know. The father's naked, but the mother's not. So, there's some nudity there. But that's not really the interesting part. We went up the hill, and we went to the bike path.
Did you and Mike do it on the bike path?
No, we didn't. But we saw some people biking and veered off the road and went to the bushes. And so Mike and I were walking and we're just, what was that? He disappeared. The guy disappeared. Where did he go? And then we tried to locate him, and we saw him, that there are other people in this part of the bushes. And sure enough, it's a cruising area.
So they were just getting back to nature.
Yes, that's right. So we were there, and you know, us being tourists, we have being wearing our shorts and t-shirts backpacks.
So y'all go help out nature?
No, not at all. We watched nature. So there were.
So it sounds like Piedmont Park in Atlanta.
Oh, is it really? Well, there are people there who were naked, getting some sun, but then he kept staring. People just kept staring, and
at y'all or at them.
At us, because they thought, you know, we're going to join them or something. But it was just a tourist attraction for us. Yeah, it was funny. So what I did was, when we went, we were about to leave, I saw a big pole. I took pictures of the pole that marks the spot. You know what's wrong? I did it. I had my iPhone, but I didn't turn on the app that I could locate the GPS location.
Yeah.
I could have done that. So here's this GPS location.
Well, I need to show you, there's a sneak app for photos for your iPhone now that you can cut it on and then you can hold it up and it's like you're making a phone call and it's actually taking pictures.
Okay.
So
I do that anyway, but I use timers.
See, this is just different. You just hit it and it starts taking pictures repeatedly until you stop. So.
Okay. That would help. Just make sure to turn off the flash, though, so it's embarrassing. You're on the phone, it keeps flashing. Not too convincing, if you do it that way. But yeah, okay, so that's actually what we did in Amsterdam. We went to the cruising area of the beach. And we celebrated our 8th anniversary, Mike and I. So, Mike, if you're listening, I love you. It's happy 8th anniversary.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's wrap this up. Wow, we went on.
That's right. If y'all want to give us a call, call us at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. See, you thought I'd forgot it because it'd been like 2 weeks.
I know. You know what? When I was recording the flashback, I felt like I couldn't do the recording anymore. I mean, it felt like I haven't done this for a long, long time. And it took time to get used to. So, yeah, email us, show@bearpodcast.com, or individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and subscribe by iTunes, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter, fan us. And there's a fan page. The links are on their website, so you can just go to bearpodcast.com and also leave your comments there. Okay, so that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. And we'll send many hugs. I love your belly. I love your belly.